You know what you can't redo?
What?
The amount of people you sleep with.
I'm very aware of that, Lavinia. I think my parents think I'm making friends up. I'm just like Googling like brown friend name.
Like I say threesome, foursome, and then anything above that is an orgy, I'd say. Like five plus. I don't know. People.
Away of the phone. Ah.
Look at us go.
There we go. Look at that. Sneaky. It's like no school.
Paid advertising for Stanley Cup.
Unless you want to advertise your
no
cups
free
here. Free advertising.
Sponsor us.
Sponsor us. Titties testing. If you want to, you know. You know, they do say sex sells. That's like a thing.
It does. So where are all the views, please?
Yeah. Sound okay? Do we
need
to? Yeah,
you sound good.
Do I? No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I hate the sound of my own voice.
Yeah, so do I.
But then I always think I really picked the wrong profession.
Yeah, media. Someone that doesn't like the sound of their own voice.
And I was actually telling my housemate this morning that about how I came out on stage for the live event.
Oh, you came out. Congratulations.
It's the only kind of coming out I'll do. You know that. But I came out on stage and I hated it. Like I just wanted to run to the seat.
Yeah.
And I keep thinking after every event, I'm like, why do I do this? Like, why? Mm. I don't like my voice. I don't like being in front of people.
Yeah.
What am I doing? 2024, I need to find a better career. Something that doesn't give me anxiety and like makes my palms all sweaty. Mm. Like Eminem said.
Mom's spaghetti.
Welcome back to Project Sweet Loud Untamed Hearts. And we're here today with Just B.
Hello, how are you?
It feels like deja vu, right?
I know, it's weird.
So should I be honest and tell them?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, so you heard it. She told me not to be honest.
Well, basically I just forgot a lot of the stuff that I said.
Yeah.
And it was too long and I feel like I was just rambling, which I'm doing right now.
And I spilled my coffee cup like the first minute the guy was like, yeah, you can have your drinks, just don't spill it on the equipment. And then here's me like, phew.
Yeah, so it's just a bit all over the place. So we thought we would redo it.
Yeah, and like everyone likes a redo, right? Do we? You know what you can't redo?
What?
The amount of people you sleep with.
I'm very aware of that, Lavinia.
We're talking today about the hoe phase.
Yes.
I think currently you are genuinely my biggest ho friend. Because a lot of the people that would like surpass you have done it for money, so that doesn't count.
Yeah, because it's their job. Sex work is work, people.
And then it doesn't count in real life work.
Yeah.
Although
those bodies don't exist.
Although I don't know if you could say you're a virgin if you've only ever had sex. Could you?
Ooh, I don't know, that's interesting. Maybe you should ask your next guest that. Is she a sex worker?
I don't know. We don't know who my next guest is. It's all a secret.
Oh, sorry,
let's focus on the first one.
Sorry, everyone.
And the friends she brought with us. That's held up by this shirt, by the way. So, guys, this was an unplanned.
This was unplanned.
This was very unplanned.
Yeah.
And it looks cute. I vibe it.
It's just cute.
We kind of look like we're in a jungle show, though. Like,
well, this is zebra print and the background's green. So we're giving jungle. And
we're
wild,
giving jungle.
So I'm a wild gal.
Yeah,
wild,
that's
wild
true.
Animal, so that's fitting.
Okay, so we're going to get straight into this.
Yeah.
Just B, you are my friend for like, I don't know, for like, you're the best friend I've had since 2023. You're the friend, like,
aww.
If I had an awards, Sarah, oh my God, this is something I actually would do. My personality to hold an awards night and just give
you
different
friends. Absolutely would.
Friends who need to be called out the most.
Flaky friends. Bleep. When they come to me when they need something, bleep.
So you're probably the best friend I made, and I actually wanted to tell a story about, I feel like we already knew each other, but I feel like this kind of story kind of brought us together by this man who always brings people together.
Yeah.
Daddy Joel.
Yeah. We love that guy.
So do you want to tell them about the story I'm referring to?
Yeah. So Lavinia had her house cooling because she's cool.
And it was in a lodge and it was winter themed.
It was in a lodge, it was winter themed.
That's how creative I am, guys.
And a day before the party, I went and I helped clean out the house and there was a spare room. So I was like, oh my God.
Shotgun.
This is so far away from my house. I don't want to pay for
it. It's
Ubers.
Far away from everyone's house. Just let me mind you.
39 kilometers from my house. I was like, I'm going to bring a blow-up mattress. So I did that. Get to the party.
I was late as per usual. Blow up the mattress. I'm like, cool, no one's using it because I need to fucking sleep on that. Had a couple people ask me throughout the night, can we use that to go have sex? No, no, absolutely
not. Did you
not.
Ever think about like charging people?
That would have been a really good idea.
I should have done that.
Like a deposit? Like if you pop it, I'm keeping that.
No, but like I would like just keep the money. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Tap and go, bitch.
Okay. Well, next time.
Yep. Next time.
Yeah. So I had people asking me and I was holding my ground. I was like, absolutely not. No, you can't because I need to sleep.
Yep.
And then later on in the night, I
just wave randomly. Yeah, like,
I'm waving at someone. I don't say this. Someone off camera, guys. I'm not crazy.
I'm you are, but not this friends. Time.
No, there is someone there, guys. Okay, I swear.
There wasn't anybody there.
I knew you'd say that.
I'm just Googling the number of Greylands right now. But go on with the story. We're never going to get through this.
Yeah, and then someone asked me later on in the night and I was like, you know what? You're cool. Like, you're my friend's best friend. Like, you know what? Go for it. Not knowing that it was going to end up being this huge orgy on my, like, fucking BCF blow up mattress. Mind you, it wasn't actually my mattress, it was my mom and dad's mattress that we use when we go camping. And I was like, okay, is it good? Is it like still inflated? Oh, yep, still inflated. I'm like, okay, cool. And then I went downstairs at like 6:30 in the morning to finally go to sleep. It was on the floor deflated. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? So yeah. I let people have an orgy on my block mattress and they popped it.
You know, the thing is, like, the person you would think would be like, oh, bloody teenagers, right? Yeah. Disrespecting people's property. Yeah. No, it was a very successful
man with children.
Man with children.
And one of them was like my age as well.
Very, very.
Daddy Joel.
Daddy Joel.
Yeah.
Yep.
Daddy Joel. And we still love-hate relationship.
Yeah.
We still bring up these moments.
And you got him back.
I did get him back.
And you got him back by squirting all over his sheets.
Squirting all over his sheets.
Yep. That's a story for another time.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So you've had a lot of fun in the last couple years experimenting and getting to know like your sexual side.
Yes.
How did it begin? And tell me why you decided to be like, hey, let's be a slut.
Just I'm a big whore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, your tag is wholesome whore.
Yes, it is.
Love.
Yes. So I have been single for 5 years. The first 4 years of my single life, I was just having lots of stupid random one-night stands with like people I met at the bar sort of thing. The sex was never great. If it was, it was shocking. And I was like, oh my God. And then I'd get attached to the person because I was like, I'm never going to find this anywhere
because
else.
The sex was good. So you're just immediately like, this is like what
this
I need.
This is great. This is what I need because like I love good sex. So when I found it, I was like, oh my God. And then guys like in the vanilla world, they just reacted really weirdly to when I was like, oh my God, like let's discuss last night. That was so good. Should we do that again? They were really, really weird about it.
They're like, sorry, I don't want to talk to you now. It's ugh.
Yeah, they're like, oh my God, you were last night's dinner and I don't want you for breakfast. So
they had post-nut clarity and you're like, sorry, I want post-nut reviews now.
Literally.
That's what you needed.
Yeah.
Yep.
More often than not, I got ghosted or it was a one-night stand. And then I was really bored because I had surgery February last year on my arm and I was really bored because I couldn't drive anywhere for 6 weeks. So I stumbled across this lovely app called Red Hot Pie. And from there, I kind of just went down a rabbit hole, started meeting up with people from Red Hot Pie, and then I found out about FetLife, which is like Facebook but for kink and fetish, so you can post like nudes and videos and stories and all that sort of thing, and that's how I found out about adult parties.
Ooh,
yeah, yep. So that's how my journey kind of started, and then the more people I met and you know did stuff with, I just found out all this amazing stuff, and I was like, I didn't know that existed. I didn't know you could label yourself as this, as that sort of thing. And I started figuring out that I'm very, very, very submissive. And I've just been delving more into that over my time.
I mean, you saw how very not dominant I was at the live
at
event.
The live event.
Yep. It is a real thing. Like you cannot just tell someone to be dominant if they're not dominant.
Well, I've actually had that happen. So at, I had a foursome maybe a month ago.
Is a foursome not an orgy?
I consider anything over five an orgy. Like I say threesome, foursome, and then anything above that is an orgy, I'd say. Like five plus. I don't know. People. anyway.
Let's go on.
Yeah, so we'll call him Barber.
Barber.
So Barber is who I've been sleeping with for like a year now, and he dominates me. He, yeah, prefers not to be referred to as my dominant, which is totally fine. I get it, because that comes with lots of like stigmas. Intricacies and stigmas and that sort of thing. So he is a barber who dominates me.
Nice.
And he was there, and there is not a single dominant bone in my body when I'm around him. And him and his wife and this other guy, we were playing like a game, and I was dared to push Barber up against a wall and like make out with him. And I was like, I can't do it.
You couldn't even just do that.
I can't do it.
Yeah, fair
like
enough.
Every day. And I was just looking at everyone. I was like, I can't. And then his wife was like, do it for me, please. And I was like, I will try because like you're amazing. But like,
were you laughing the whole time?
I was laughing the whole time. I was freaking out. I was just like, I can't do it. Like, I'm not dominant at all.
I mean, it's a good intro that you mentioned Barber because I wanted to talk about threesomes. Like you, that's a big part. Of
what I do.
Of what you've done.
Yeah, I have them all the time, guys.
It's like maybe a profession. Like, put them on your LinkedIn. No, but
these
threesomes are a big part of your life now. Yeah. And, you know, we talked about this a bit before.
Yeah.
But could you explain what a unicorn is, why the hunters are bad, what the good part about it is? Give us the lowdown.
Yeah, so unicorn hunters
What a unicorn is, besides the horse with the cone on its head.
So unicorn is like you're a couple's third, essentially, for like regular visits, regular meetup sort of thing. But I find that most unicorn hunters are like older couples who are like wanting to spice their marriage up.
When we're saying older.
This sounds okay. Older, not old. Okay, I'm just clarifying that.
Doesn't want to offend some of the people that she's may have been intimate with.
Yeah, yeah. Older than me because I'm only 24. Okay, so 10 plus years older than me. So like 35, 40
is older for you.
Older, yeah. Which it is.
Yeah,
by terms.
Not really, but go on.
How old did you just turn? 27.
Yeah,
yeah. So that's older than you as well. That's like 8 years older than you.
Okay, fair. But I wouldn't consider them like an old couple that's like looking for a third.
Anyway, so I don't know. They're just like looking to like spice it up. And then the girl's like, oh my God, I'm bisexual and I've never explored that side of my life, which is so slay and that's amazing. But then more often than not, and I did unfortunately have a bad experience with being a unicorn, like you get roped into it and then just like drama starts. Like, because you think the couple's communicating well between each other, but then usually not. They're not really good at discussing boundaries because quite often they look for a unicorn and then they discover, oh my God, all these parties, blah, 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 instead of just like going to a party and looking for it there or like hiring an escort for a unicorn experience. So a lot of the time they're not educated on like kink, consent, like that sort of thing. I actually had this was really bad. My first experience and my last being a unicorn, I had a couple and the boyfriend choked the girlfriend out to completion in front of me without checking and asking if I was okay with that. And I saw that and I immediately was like, I am done. I had like mentally
checked
out. Like
she was already prepared for that, but you weren't.
She was prepared for that because they do that all the time and she loves it. And I completely respect that. But that's like a hard limit for me. And I figured out that was a hard limit because I didn't know it was a thing until they did it. And I was like,
or at least unprepared. It's a lot. Now it's a hard limit.
And I was like, whoa, is she okay? And he was like, yeah, she likes when I do that. And I'm just like, well, I don't. So I got out of there quite fast and I never saw them again.
Jeez.
But, yeah, so unicorn, don't rate it. Unicorn hunters, there are some great ones out there, I'm sure, but usually they have to be good with communication, consent, respect at all times. And from what I've heard and what I've experienced myself, that's usually not the case.
And you're a unicorn because it's very rare to find a bisexual girl who's just so keen to just have some fun with different couples.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
and you had a contest with your friend towards the end of 2023.
What, Mikey?
I don't know. Was that the is that the contest you had?
What contest?
Your list?
My list. Oh, yeah.
Was that him?
Yeah. Yeah, so my friend Mikey had slept with like 47 people at like the start of December, and I think I was 48. And we were like, who's going to get to 50 before 2024? Neither of us did. I got to 50 within the first week of 2024.
As if you went to Hedo. Like, how could you have just not banged it out just to get the numbers up?
Oh, look, it's tempting, but I'm not one to just, like, have sex for the sake of having sex. I only actually had sex with people who I had the existing connection with. Otherwise, I find it very just meh because I'm demisexual. So.
Same. High five. Oh, sorry. See, palms still sweaty. This isn't a lie. This wasn't a lie. My anxiety.
Can confirm.
We're an anxious bitch.
Can confirm. Boys, yeah. Sweaty palms.
Palms are sweaty. So now I just need some spaghetti.
I had spaghetti last night.
Do you have spaghetti still?
Yeah, we actually do. So you can have some when you come over.
Yeah, so I'm meeting the parents. This is where we are in our relationship now.
Because I think my parents think I'm making friends up. I'm just like Googling like brown friend name.
Lavinia is not a brown name though.
That's probably what my parents think.
They're probably like this dumb bitch. Like,
wow, our daughter's so cultured.
So how are we going to explain how we know each other? Because are we going to explain that like we're friends through Daddy Joel who had a gay orgy on your mattress and popped it?
I just said it was through Harry.
And who's Harry?
Harry Hedo.
And she knows about hedonism.
No, she doesn't know about hedonism.
So she thinks Harry Hedo is a real person.
No,
lived with them.
I use the other name for.
Oh. Yeah.
But okay. I'm using that name for this purpose.
Ah, that makes sense. No, I don't live with Hugh Hefner.
Create a link.
Do you reckon that's why he used the H?
Probably.
I'm on to ya. Speaking of, we also, like, this is kind of the reason why we're close because of these kind of parties.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though now that we're really good friends, every time we go to a party,
we never see each other.
I see you once. Yeah. I smacked your butt.
And like, it's not even because I'm like busy. Like
it's like you're busy
I'm a social butterfly. No, all my friends.
You were
go
bartending.
There.
You were helping at the bar when I saw you last night.
When
you the
I wasn't even meant to be doing that. Like the poor girl behind the bar was like, I haven't gone to the toilet all night. There isn't enough bartenders. And I was just like, girl, I got you. I know how to pour drinks. I was like, girl. She's like, are you sure? Like, what if you get in trouble? And I was like, I don't care. Like, you're gonna pee yourself. Like, go to the fucking toilet. She was like, thank you. And I'm like, behind the bar, like, yeah, what do you want? Oh, rum and coke? Yeah, gotcha. Just a little bit of ice?
Yeah, like I walked past the kitchen and I was like, wait, I know her. What the hell is she doing behind the bar?
Yeah, I'm just that gal. Like, if you need something.
You would be a really good bartender. I think you would get a lot of tips.
From my tits when I'm shaking the cocktail.
Maybe because you have a really good personality. Have you ever figured that?
I've got three.
You know, I'm kind of mad at you right now.
Why?
Because earlier today. Oh. Yep. This hoe. I'm going to challenge you this. Do you have a female friend that you have not kissed on the lips?
Yes.
How many? Compared to the ones that you have.
Not many.
I asked if I was going to get her sickness and she was like, only if we share a drink, which might happen, or like make out, which definitely won't happen.
Yeah.
Rude.
Yeah.
Am I just not like.
For context, I was feeling a little bit croaky this morning and she was like, as long as you're not like contagious.
She needs to get a test for throat chlamydia. That's a joke. But that's not a joke because you can get throat chlamydia. Yeah.
You can. And if you're taking anything in your mouth, get your throat swabbed, people.
Honestly. Do you use protection for oral?
No. Probably should, but I don't.
I feel like a lot of people don't, no, and they should.
Because people don't realise that you can literally get like gonorrhea and chlamydia in your throat.
See? Look at that. Yep. We need to have like a doctor on and like scare people into this. Scare people into more contraception.
Yeah.
Scare people into doing the safe
I just
sex
feel like
things.
Sucking on a condom would be very, very, very just not great. Even if it's flavored, it's like.
You know, I had this weird experience recently where I feel like I thought I experienced that. So
what do you mean, Lavinia?
So I was at the dentist.
Okay.
And I was getting a root canal done.
Yeah, you were.
Post being in hospital for 5 days, guys.
Oh yeah, fuck. She almost died.
Thanks. And she brought me flowers and cinnamon scrolls.
And she didn't eat them.
I didn't eat them eventually.
You didn't eat at all.
I didn't.
She was skinny queen for like 2 days.
Oh yeah, that's true. I didn't have any appetite. But anyways, the dentist put his fingers in my mouth and obviously he had gloves on. And as he's like going right down back like this, I'm like thinking, I wonder what this is like for what prostitutes feel like when they put condoms on.
Yeah, it would.
Like it doesn't, like, not saying I would do it, but like I'd be happy to do it. Like it doesn't taste like anything. Like if I just close my eyes and think this is like the dentist shoving in some sort of sponge to help me, I think I could get away with it, you know? Don't worry, my parents don't listen to this.
God's sake.
I've absolutely loved having you on today. Yeah. And I am very excited to meet your parents soon. Should I bring, like, does this mean our relationship's like getting further?
Yeah, there's actually a ring at home waiting for you.
Oh really? I thought it'd be a toothbrush.
If you know, you know.
Perth is a small community, guys. Fuck. And with that, we'll stay safe, stay whorish. We'll see you soon.
Bye.